Welcome back to our Total Sense Bite Size episodes. I'm Tom Henske, and I'm here to help parents teach their kids about money.
Welcome back. We had a great conversation at the dinner table the other night in our own house. I felt like I should share it with everyone because I felt, as I was going through it, this is something that every parent should have a conversation with their kids, especially those that are teenagers. And why? The topic is car insurance premiums. So the question that my daughter asked me at dinner was, how do they determine what your rates are? And so we joked around for a little bit, but then when I thought about it, it really came down to probably four or five different things. So let's go with five factors that affect your car insurance premiums. And this is a great conversation to just talk about at home, talk about insurance and what insurance is in general, then what auto insurance is, and then ask your kids, how do you think that they charge for that? And so here's what I came down to. First was your driving record. This was a little self-serving because I was trying to plant the seed. If you have a lead foot, a speeding ticket is going to increase your premiums 30% probably. So yes, that was a little self-serving because I felt like everyone in the house, myself included, could slow down a little bit. No better reason than to pay less in premium. So other things besides speeding tickets could be accidents, the speeding tickets we talked about. Those are the types of things, certain speeding could be excessive too. Those could more than double your rates. The second thing was your vehicle type. I want to be careful having this conversation. I'm not making the case for one type of car over the other. I'm just stating the obvious, which is the make and the model and the age of the vehicle are going to affect your premium. So the sports cars and the newer models are going to cost more to insure, and those that are old or the old clunkers, probably less. So the brand new Audi is going to cost more than the 2010 Toyota. That's just how it works. Then there are also some models that are, let's say, very good prospects for thieves. The model of car that you get, if there's a higher incidence of theft in those cars, that's going to raise your auto insurance premium. How about that? The third is going to be how much you use the car or your annual mileage. The more you drive, the higher the risk of accident, the more it's going to cost you in premiums. Now, people ask me sometimes, well, is there a cutoff? And I think every carrier is a little different, but it feels to me that if you're driving under 9,000 miles per year, you get some sort of low mileage discount. But usually that 9,000 mile mark, that's kind of the break even where you go from just paying regular rates to maybe some low mileage discounts. The fourth is your deductible. Now, you remember what that is. We've talked about it before. Your deductible is the amount of money you kick in before the insurance company kicks in their piece. So what I normally see when I'm looking at this, $500 is the normal deductible. If you can stomach a higher deductible, meaning you take on more of the risk, let's say $1,000, you could probably save about 9 or 10% by having a $1,000 deductible versus $500. Remember, the deductible is what you have to pay out of pocket. So if you have $400 sitting in your savings account and not another nickel, let's not go with the $1,000 deductible because that's not going to work for you come claim time. And the last but not least is going to be your personal information. I don't want to get any nasty emails from anyone. I don't make the rules. What's the saying? Don't hate the player, hate the game. So the game with your personal information starts with your age. The good news is the younger you are, the more expensive it is. Well, that's not a shock to anyone. So the parents who are listening to this, we feel good because we feel like we're getting a deal. But if you're listening to this, you have kids that you might be paying their insurance premium. So you probably lose on that side of it. The next is gender. Statistically, gender influences rates, and young men often pay the most. So I'm not going to make any comments, Stacy, about your driving. That's my wife. This is not a commentary on your driving. This is even saying that young males like our son are going to pay more, as we've seen with our own premiums. How about this one? Marital status. Yes, married individuals pay lower rates because there's some sort of perceived stability.
Now, we could all argue that one, right? So I'm not going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole, but hey, if you're going to give me the discount for being married, I'm going to take it. Next is going to be your credit score. We didn't even talk about this when we did our episode on credit. In many states, a lower credit score leads to higher insurance rates. And then last but not least is location. Premiums can vary based on where you live due to the factors such as theft rates or traffic accidents. It made me think of the first time I was learning to drive. Gosh, they should have boosted up my rates 10x that day. So yes, location plays a part. This is it, folks. Those are the five things: your driving record, vehicle type, annual mileage, your deductible, and then those personal information pieces. Here's an idea. Why don't you pull out the declaration page for your own auto insurance coverage and talk about it at dinner? Actually, physically bring it out and go through it line by line. Now, you might not know what every line means. That's okay. I'm a financial advisor, everyone. Don't tell anyone. I don't think I know what every line is in there, but it's really fun to go through with the kids, and you can actually see if you have multiple cars, how much you're paying per car, what the coverage is on each, and maybe why you're paying less or more per car. Let me give you one other thing. If you have someone in your house, a teenager who's driving, why don't you have them pay a certain percentage of the insurance bill? Why? People tend to support things that they themselves create. You've heard me say that over and over. And if a child knows that they're going to be paying for part of it, they'll also pay attention to how fast they're going. Do they come to a full stop at the stop sign? All those other things that could trigger a nasty ticket or an accident and cause them to have to pay higher rates.
I hope you enjoyed our episode of Total Sense. A special thank you goes out to Verso Studios at the Westport Library. Tune in for our next Money Chat.